It's Auntie L with guitars. Kei te whakarongo koe ki te reo, irirangi poho, he parakuihi tēnei. You're listening to 95BFM Breakfast. We're actually joined by Auntie L herself in studio. Morena.
Morena.
How are you going?
I'm good, thanks. How are you going?
Good. You got a brand new EP.
Yeah.
How exciting.
Just released last week. It's a really exciting. It was a really fun project to make. I've been sort of learning production for a few years, mm-hmm. and then to finally put out something that's mine for the first time felt like, yeah, epic. I was so excited. I'm still excited.
Yeah, because you've been around in the scene, like DJing and throwing parties and like on festival lineups and all sorts for a wee while now.
Yeah.
And this is your first sort of original project that you've made. What's the process been like leading up to this?
It's been pretty challenging, to say the least, because I think, you know, when it comes to making music versus like DJing, which is how I've sort of performed prior to putting this EP out, you sort of, it challenges you. Do I sort of make music that I sort of play as a DJ, or should I just make music that I like? And that was quite a challenging thing to get over. And in the end, I was just like, stuff it. Let's just make some music that I love.
Yeah.
Let's put it out, and let's just put it out for me.
Mm.
It doesn't really mind. I don't really care if people do or don't like it. But it's been really well received. So.
Mm.
Yeah, it's been fun.
I feel like there's something to be said as well about taking the time to really like pay your respects and listen to a lot of music and spend that time DJing and then make.
Not
a lot of people who are taking that time to like do all the listening and the studying and then make it later, you know?
It's becoming, I think, a like DJing, because of how accessible it's become, is a real like gateway for people to kind of join the music community, and especially for me, I think that's sort of mainly how I've come in. And so you do get this real great platform and freedom to listen to a lot of music and be exposed to a lot of music, and then that kind of coming before the production or like in hand in parallel with the production has been I'd say really beneficial.
Mm.
Yeah.
Cool. The EP's called If Not Now, Then When.
That's
right. Is that message related to the making aspect of it, or is it sort of across other things?
I think there's sort of, well, when I started making music, I felt like it was really, like everyone was like, oh, it's so challenging, like there's so much to learn, and that's very true, and it is a very steep learning curve, but I think that you know, those sort of challenges shouldn't stop us from like leaning in and doing those things that we want to do. For me, I've always wanted to make music, and so I think that message of like, if not now, then when, like just do it, sort of who cares, you'll learn through the process.
Mm-hmm.
My friends gave me this really cool piece of art last year for my birthday, and it was made by this dude in Auckland called Junt Loves Taxis. I don't know if you know him. He's a great artist. And that's what it had on it. And at the time when I was gifted it, I was like really, really trying hard to get this music finished, and it wasn't happening. And then this year, it was sort of my birthday not that long ago, I felt ready, and so it was kind of like this, like it just made sense to make that the sort of EP title and
it's
cover
a good
art.
Mantra.
yeah, and it's like sort of steadfast for the path forward, like just keep going and keep putting music out and having fun, you know.
That's sick. It is very fun music as well. It's like
Thank
very housey. Has that always been your vibe, or is
I've made a lot of music outside of what I put on that EP, and a lot of it was really dark, but I think I wanted to, dark and emotional, but I was like, I want to put out the stuff that I think is going to spark joy and like, I don't know, be motivating or inspiring. Even if just one person thought that, I'd feel like it was worth it to put that music out, you know?
Yeah, that's sick. I feel like there's a real movement as well at the moment of just like upbeat, like dance music, but just general like joy and positivity inducing music.
Music, totally.
Yeah, it's so cool.
But I also can't wait for the dark era of Auntie L, which I feel, do you reckon it'll ever come around?
Oh, for sure.
Oh,
like
yeah.
that's gonna be in the woodworks. Yeah. But
oh, that's
yeah,
so cool.
For a first go, I was like, let's keep it light, buzzing and positive and fun.
Yeah.
And I guess you've also learnt that through DJing, eh? It's like, you know, when the mood suits the time, you know?
Yeah, totally. I mean, don't get me wrong, I love a moody dark set from a DJ, but yeah, I think how I sort of, you know, my vibe, how I sort of come across is positive, so I want to kind of relay that through my music too. Yeah, but yeah, the dark era is coming, whanau.
Get ready. Oh, so cool. That made me think as well, it must be a real different thing connecting with the listeners of the music. You know, when you're DJing, you're seeing the reaction in real time, and then you put out a body of work, and it's just sort of like out
yeah.
there. Has it been a
how's
nice...
this going to land?
Yeah, how's it been received?
It's been good. Look, I played a show, it was a queer party on Saturday night called Church at Neck of the Woods, and I was like, oh... You know, I've got to put my money where my mouth is, and I've got to play some of these tracks out to this crowd and see how it lands. And it was all right. You know, it carried. People looked like they loved it. They understood the music, and they were getting behind it. So that was an unreal first and an unreal feeling. And yeah, I think that's definitely contributed to sort of how I make music and my ideas for what the sound I want to do.
And I'm guessing in your sets moving forward we can expect a lot more mix of originals and other tracks.
Yeah, totally. That's probably one of the first reasons why I wanted to really, because I was like, I love playing music and like hear it, but like wouldn't it just be like super large to be able to play my own stuff? Let's take it up a notch. Yeah,
brilliant. Oh, so good. Thank you so much, Auntie Elle, for coming up to the studio for a corridor. The new EP, If Not Now Then When, is out everywhere.
Yeah,
people can go and buy it on Bandcamp.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Name your price as well.
Yeah,
it's staying for free for as long as ever.
Wow.
So yeah, go cop that.
Very good.
And Spotify, yeah, streaming, regular streaming as well.
Mean. We're going to listen to Let's Go Out. Talk to me a little bit about this track.
Let's Go Out. So that track was made after we'd been out in town. I think I started it at, like, me and my partner Mitchell, who's Chapters, he's a DJ and producer as well, who's been phenomenal help on my EP. Shout outs Chapters. We got home at like 2 a.m. after a night out and started making this beat, and it makes us feel excited to want to go out and be out and part of the community at night.
That's awesome. Oh, if you're feeling like you need a bit of motivation to go out there on this Tuesday, then maybe this is your track. Thank you so much, Ellie.
Thank you.
It's been so cool to chat.
Thanks, Auntie.
This is Let's Go Out by Auntie Elle. You're on BFM Breakfast.